This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the speech coach for champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Ashley Weinbach, who started Kick-Ash Fitness in 2006 with just a small class in the back of a restaurant in New York City. And after being featured in Time Out New York, everything just took off. Ashley then moved to LA in 2009, where she continued to build her brand with new clients and classes offered in Beverly Hills and Hollywood. Ashley, a privilege to have you part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, listen, how do people starting their own business find time to work out?
You know what? Having my own fitness business, people think that I work out all the time when it's quite the opposite, because I'm training clients, building my business through my website and networking, that even myself has to find time. And I think the best advice I can give is to take a look at your calendar week every week and pick a time that works, a time that you know won't be interrupted, and carve out 30 to 60 minutes a day and just make that your time to work out, whether you have to get up a little earlier or push lunch or dinner back a little bit later. It's very important, and you'll be happy in the long run.
A lot of times people are working around the clock to get a business up and running, and their eating habits tend to fall south, and that's certainly the truth. What are some tips to help make sure that doesn't happen?
I tell people, and I tell all my clients, be prepared. And by that I mean, I like every Sunday go to the grocery store and stock up on healthy foods for the week. So vegetables, fruit, oatmeal, protein. And as soon as I get home, I take anything that needs to be prepared, like cutting up vegetables or fruit, put it in a Tupperware, and just have it ready for the week, because I'm very busy. I don't have time to make elaborate meals. So if things are already taken care of in your fridge and easy access, it just makes life a lot easier.
Great advice. This episode of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure and data loss. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail every single week. I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. They back up more data than the entire written works of mankind from the beginning of recorded history in all languages. One advertising executive's company lost an entire bank of servers, which nearly brought their business to its knees. Then he found Mosey Pro. He later said, "I was shocked at how fast it works, and their people know how to work with Macs as well." Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST. 15. Call 877-669-9776 or visit moseypro.com today. So Ashley, is eating healthy and working out enough, or is there more that we need to do to keep us strong and motivated?
It's a great start for sure, but I tell people that sleep, you need to be getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, and I think everybody's a little guilty of cutting down those hours. And when you're starting or running a business, we get carried away and we stay up late. Next thing we know, we're up early. And lack of sleep tends to ruin our eating habits and our productivity. So I recommend definitely trying to get 7 to 8 hours. And also throughout the day, if you're working from home or actually wherever you are, I like to take 10-minute meditation breaks where I close my eyes, take a few deep breaths, and just give my mind a break so I'm not going all the time. And it just helps. I mean, you know, all of these put together, you'll have a very successful business.
Today we are visiting with Ashley Weinbach, founder of Kick Ash Fitness, based out of Los Angeles, California, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio today. What are some easy, healthy snacks that don't take a lot of time to make?
Some of my favorites are edamame. You can buy them already prepackaged. Hard-boiled eggs, again, at almost all the grocery stores, they sell them prepackaged. Apples and celery with almond butter is a great, you know, sweet treat. Carrots and hummus, sliced turkey and chicken breast, all of these things take no time. You can buy from the grocery store, come home, and snack on throughout the day. It's great.
That sounds good to me. And can you get a good workout from home if you don't have time to get to the gym?
Yes, yes, and yes. I train half of my clients at their homes, and some of them don't have equipment, and some I bring equipment to them. You can do basic workouts like push-ups, squats, or sit-ups, and do several sets of these for a great workout. If you have stairs in your home, you can walk up and down or carefully run up and down the stairs and do jumping jacks at the end. If you have a sturdy chair in your house and either you can push it up against a wall or someone can hold it, you can do step-ups. And I have videos on my website for at-home workouts that you can take a look at as well.
Great advice, good information. We've been visiting with Ashley Weinbach, founder of Kick Ash Fitness out of L.A., and the website is kickashfitness.com. Ashley, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. We do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. You're listening to EPN.